Blog Talk Radio.
My songwriting is a combination of just expressing myself, the other singing and playing instruments, but, you know, I write from the heart. If you listen to Unique, Outkast, or the song Forever the Time, it's just come from the heart, write in versatile ways. It's just something that I picked up I was young, but before I became a songwriter, I became a singer, because I think my voice and the lyrics and the melody that I write go hand in hand, you know. So I started singing, and before I became a songwriter, and it was very difficult writing a song. I had to really feel it. I realized I had to arrange it, and then I had to put the lyrics, and then I had to come up with a melody and instruments, and to record it is different, you know. That's you know, if I'm usually collaborating with somebody, or if I'm by myself, it has to be like a blueprint. I get it as cassette tape or a CD, you know, sing a melody or have something, and then go into a recording studio, and the whole product come out totally different than what I plan on in the beginning, because during the process of recording, we come up with so many ideas, and I'm like, I change my mind about something, and then et cetera, and then the song comes out. If I'm writing by myself, it's usually straight ahead melody. It's just one melody, and I try to incorporate what I feel, how it should sound, in relation to if there's any instruments or whatever. Because songwriting is very, it's right in many versatile ways, you know. Just pick up anything and start hitting it. Play the piano, bang on the piano, bang on drums or whatever, or just pick up anything, hit it, and just start singing. You got yourself a song. It takes a lot of, you know, it takes some practice, you know. But I write in a lot of versatile ways, inspirational songwriting, as well as autobiographical songwriting. I write a lot, but I also write about songwriting that deals with love and true love, you know, like forever and through time, finding the right person. Has to be real, you know, when you write songs about love, you know, because that's probably the most important theme that people want to hear when they hear a song. There's a song called I Want You that I didn't release, but it goes, the chorus goes, I'm looking forward to the day when I can say that I love you. I'm looking forward to the time when you will be mine. Long overdue, it's true that I want you. Cause, you know, if you know the lyrics are, you know, I've written at a time where, you know, spacey, dreamy, wish I was in love with somebody, so that's what it's all about, hopefully finding this right soulmate. Well, you know, I think it's more expressive than my voice, but I think my voice, without my voice, there'd be no songwriting. I think they go hand in hand for me, especially if I play instruments. You know, you can play instruments. If one is taken away, it'd be hard to do the other. So my voice is kind of like when I express, sing, I can write a song. Or, you know, I can do, you know, write it in different ways. But I think it is my main instrument in using it for a song. You know, sometimes I don't, even though sometimes I don't sing, I just bang on an instrument or bang on something and then play a note on the keyboard or something or whatever, then it comes out, you know, the melody. But, if I play a note on the keyboard or bang on a instrument or bang on something, I feel I have to sing it to really feel it. Because if the words are written down and I bang on it, I need to sing it to really feel it. So that's how I feel. I know people don't, you know, people say, oh, I can't sing one. I don't care, because my voice is unique. I have a unique voice, you know. It's not, I don't really care. They can say what they want. I have a great voice, but I think it's more about the message that I'm trying to get across more than anything, because I love to communicate. Beyond the talent, and my songwriting is beyond, it's not about how, you know, trying to make the best masterpieces, as it is just trying to communicate a message, a story. If I was to write for somebody else, if someone told me to, I would incorporate their personality, like the singer. If someone had to write for a singer, I would, you know, talk to them and ask them questions, or if I know them really deep down personally, I would write a song that's related to their personality and what they really like. You know, that's how I would do it if I was to write a song. The lyrics, I think, are so important, because it's the words which I'm so comfortable with. really explain a message or show a message that the melody, to express how the melody is. And it's so important for me to write some words that have a message. That's, you know, if you listen to Unique or if you listen to Forever Through Time, it says a lot of it is, you know, the song was really based around the electric guitar, you know, because the rock and roll is the primary instrument. So since I'm a rock songwriter, sometimes a lot of songs I write is about how, you know, the guitar is the centerpiece. Of course, the voice I'm going to express and the voice is going to be out there, but I like to sing and express a song, or in this case, write one that incorporates how loud the guitar is. Because the guitar, I feel, has to go in sync with my words or the melody, because it really shows a message, and it has to be in click. And, you know, when I do the demos, the guitar is such a centerpiece, you know, because the truth of the matter is, in rock and roll, it is the primary instrument. So the deep, dark lyrics are very profound lyrics about things, because a lot of rock and rollers went through a lot of stuff. Child abuse, alcohol abuse, or musicians in general. They went through child abuse, alcohol abuse, just have a bad time here and there. They're going through some suffering or mental health issues, or I don't know what it is. So, you know, that's how, in my experience, I look at it in my background, and that's how I write it. Because rock and roll is about rebellion. It's about, it attracts the unique and the outcast and the people who feel alienated. I felt alienated as a young person, younger. I feel alienated from the world, so the heavy guitar, the rock, just attracted me. It just pulled me in. It was the right thing. The other thing about it is that it's such, you know, I'm very versatile. You know, I write pop songs too, because, you know, being a versatile artist, I realized that they have to be incorporate all genres of music. So having a song that has pop, rock, maybe a little R&B or a little Mozart, that would be great. So that's my goal. Because if you listen to Forever Through Time, it's a country, a mixture of country, pop, and rock. You can hear the country tang in the guitar. So that's how I am. Thank you. I hope you like my songs Forever Through Time. You listen to it again. It has a country rock, country pop rock theme. Outcast is pop, mixture of pop and rock. You can hear it. Unique has punk, rock and roll, and, you know, you can hear the mix of punk and punk rock, you know, stuff like that, and rock. And, you know, I just mix a lot of things. Thank you. Good night from Dove Night.